With your latest news, I'm Shanna Gallego from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. New marine parks regulations do not prohibit shore fishing off Cayman's coasts. As Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports, the regulations recently approved by the Cabinet includes, among other areas, designated line fishing zones.
In addition to the zones, the DOE says there are also many areas of coastline around all three Cayman Islands that do not fall within the marine park system. They are open zones where fishing is allowed. However, the 8-inch size limit for fish still applies in these open zones, as well as other general species protections, such as limits on conch and lobster. In addition, it is also illegal to kill sharks and rays. The regulations allow fishing in over half of Cayman's nearshore waters, from the shore to 150 feet. While the marine reserve zones do not allow shoreline fishing, the marine park system was designed with alternating marine reserve and open or fishing line zones to allow fish to build up and then move out of the marine reserves into adjoining zones as a means of promoting sustainable fisheries in the Cayman Islands. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The maps and the rules of the marine parks are available for download from the Department of Environment website, that is doe.ky. Land near the cricket pitch in town is getting cleared next week as part of the next phase of continued improvements in operations and safety standards at the airports. The Cayman Islands Airports Authority will be clearing land near the cricket field by Oraya on Monday. These works are being carried out in accordance with the Airports Authority Safeguarding Regulations 2019 and are a, quote, necessary safety precaution in order to remove the vegetation penetrating the flight path for landing and departing aircraft. In other local news, Kirk Douglas, Valerie Davis, and Danner Taylor Nelson's BizHub took home the main award for the Cayman Islands Business Design Competition with their marketplace app for mobile car wash services in Cayman. Team member Danner Taylor Nelson.
So connect customers with service companies locally here in the Cayman Islands. But first, we're starting with mobile car wash companies. So it will eliminate issues like double booking and the time that customers spent searching for available companies. And everything should be done on your mobile device. So it's convenient, fast.
Kirk Douglas describes how it felt to win the award with his team members.
I would say to win the Project of the Year award was very surreal, but also it was very nice to see all of our hard work that we've done in the over almost 2 months, I think it was. I think we just appreciated the fact that people actually saw our hard work and saw value in it. And that just made the award even better for us.
BizHub will put customers in contact with their WhatsApp BizBot platform. You can communicate your service needs and the app will find the best options available within minutes. They hope to roll out phase one this summer. That is your latest local news. We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's Newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News with Danielle Jaworwiecka. President Joe Biden has put forward measures to stem what he called an epidemic of gun violence following a number of mass shootings. He said over 300 people were shot every day in the United States. In his first attempt to tighten gun control since becoming president, Mr. Biden outlined proposals to stop the spread of what are known as ghost guns, homemade weapons that can't be traced by the authorities. An emergency meeting of Southern African leaders has called for a regional response to the Islamist insurgency in northern Mozambique. A technical team is being sent, but it's not clear if any of Mozambique's neighbours will send troops to fight the jihadists. The Northern Ireland Assembly has unanimously called for an immediate end to rioting in the province. Police have described the violence of recent days as the worst for years. There's growing concern that it's spreading from loyalist areas which want to retain links with Britain. Israel says it will tell the International Criminal Court that it won't cooperate with its investigation into possible war crimes committed during the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country would make clear that it didn't recognise the tribunal's authority. Ethiopia's defence ministry has dismissed reports that its troops were involved in the massacre of 15 men in the northern Tigray region. From video evidence shot near the historic city of Aksum, the BBC and other media outlets concluded that Ethiopian soldiers had shot unarmed men at point-blank range before pushing their bodies off a cliff. A woman in Japan has become the world's first COVID patient to receive a living donor lung transplant. In a very rare procedure, the patient received lung segments from her son and husband after her organs failed because of damage caused by the coronavirus. She and the donors are in a stable condition. BBC News.